Our gospel passage this morning gives us what we call the messianic claims, the messianic claims of Jesus Christ. And these messianic claims, I will outline two of them today, that Jesus is life, the life giver. He is the life bringer. And secondly, that Jesus is the one who will raise the dead to life. And he is the one who will judge those who have risen with him. So therefore, in this reason, let us look at two very important aspects of our lives and what Jesus is talking about today. First and foremost, he's talking about life and death. And life and death, therefore, has two senses in this gospel. The first sense is the spiritual sense, and the second sense is the literal sense of the word. What is the spiritual sense of death in this gospel? When we are spiritually dead, then we have stopped feeling for other people. That is spiritual death. Spiritual death means that we have stopped trying to be good in our daily lives. We are spiritually dead. Spiritual death means that we have stopped thinking about the ways in which God loves us and the ways in which we can love each other. And spiritual death, in a very special way during this season of Lent, means we have stopped repenting. We have given up on our trying. We have stopped trying to repent and to draw closer to the heart of Jesus. And so therefore, Jesus is inviting us to start all over again. Start feeling for somebody who is going through something. Start trying again to draw closer to his love. Start trying again to think about the ways in which he loves you and I. And start again seeking his repentance, seeking his mercy, seeking his love. And the literal sense of death in this gospel, therefore, dear friends, is Jesus' death on the cross and our own death whenever it comes, meaning that whatever happens to us after death issues from what we do today. What we do today is what we contribute to what happens to us after we die. So our life today is an investment for an afterlife when we die. How are we investing in our resurrection with Jesus? Whatever you do today contributes to where you will be, who you will be, and what Jesus will think about you. The judgment which he talks about today will come from the works which we do today. So, dear friends, I invite you, therefore, as we continue this journey of Lent, to continue to reflect on these messianic claims that Jesus is the only one who gives life. Jesus is the only one who brings life. He is the only one who can judge. We cannot judge anybody. We cannot decide where somebody will go when they die. Jesus Christ alone can do that. And for us to gain the life that he will bring, we have to invest in it. We have to repent today as he invites us to repent. Amen.